Welcome to episode 10 of Public Domain Radio, Mythology and Folklore. You can see the transcript and find out more at publicdomain.loragibbs.net. Today I'm reading a story from Stories for Children by Mrs. M. R. Allen, which is a collection of African American folktales. This book was published in 1912, which puts it in the public domain in the United States. You can find the book online at Internet Archive. The story I will be reading is called Jack, the Giant Killer. Long time ago, there lived a giant named Nero. He lived in a fine house and had everything that heart could wish, but he was a mean old fellow. He would carry off people's children and steal their hogs and sheep and do all kinds of mischief to annoy and distress his neighbors. So after he had taken the rounds and caused all the women and children to stay hid for days, a brave little boy named Jack said he was going to kill the giant. So one fine morning, when the giant was away from home, Jack took his hatchet and started to the giant's house. On the way, he met up with a rooster, and the rooster said, "Where are you going, Master Jack?" "I'm going to the giant's house," said Jack. "Let me go with you," said the rooster. So Jack said, "Well, come on." He went on a little farther and met a cat. And the cat said, "Where are you going, Master Jack?" "Going to the giant's house," said Jack. "Let me go with you," said the cat. So Jack said, "Well, come on." So he went a little farther and he met a bee. And the bee said, "Where are you going, Master Jack?" "Going to the giant's house," said Jack. "Let me go with you," said the bee. So Jack said, "All right, come on." So he went on a little farther and met a ram. And the ram said, "Where are you going, Master Jack?" "Going to the giant's house," said Jack. "Let me go with you," said the ram. So Jack said, "All right, come on." He went on and met a bull. And the bull said, "Where are you going, Master Jack?" "Going to the giant's house," said Jack. "Let me go with you," said the bull. So Jack said, "All right, come on." So they all went on and soon got to the giant's house. Then Jack said, "Now, rooster, where will you sleep?" "On the gatepost," said the rooster. "Now, bee, where will you sleep?" said Jack. "In the candlestick," said the bee. "Now, cat, where will you sleep?" said Jack. "In the fireplace," said the cat. "Now, bull, where will you sleep?" said Jack. "At the foot of the stairs," said the bull. "Now, ram, where will you sleep?" said Jack. "At the top of the stairs," said the ram. So Jack took up his hatchet and went upstairs. After a while, the rooster began to say, "Yonder he comes, yonder he comes." And the giant caught him and pulled his head off. So he went in and started to light the candle, and the bee stung him. So he killed the bee. He went to make a fire, and the cat scratched him. So he stamped the cat and killed it. So he went to go upstairs, and the bull butted him up, and the ram butted him down. The bull butted him up, and the ram butted him down until the old giant was nearly dead. Then Jack ran out with his hatchet and cut his head off. So the giant's house and all of his gold belonged to Jack. And he was always called Jack the Giant Killer. And the people all loved him because he was so brave. Thank you for listening to episode 10 of Public Domain Radio, Mythology and Folklore. You can get the transcript and find out more at publicdomain.loragibbs.net.